Hey, mama girl, welcome back to another episode of Prep and Land. If you do not know who I am, my name is Jamie and I am your independent and teletravel travel agent. I help mama girls plan amazing family adventures for their family from start to end, hence the name of the channel, Prep and Land. And listen, if you are not yet a mama girl, if you are living life to the fullest without children, kudos to you. I can still help you plan these amazing adventures for you to be able to experience without the stresses that come with planning travel. So if this sounds like something that you are interested in, come on in here, because today we are talking about road trips. We're going to talk about the do's, the don'ts, what to pack, what not to pack, how to plan it, all the things. All the things are happening here at Prep and Land. So go ahead and grab your water, grab your tea, your coffee, your chips, your whatever. Whatever you need, your notebook, your pen, and come on in here and let us have a good conversation. Mama girl, I have five. Yes, five tips for you to be able to take these road trips like a pro. And I am super excited to share them with you today. Are you ready? Me too. Let's get started. So tip number one is to make sure that you are picking your route and your stops accordingly. The first question, mama girl, that I want you to ask is, how far are you willing to travel? Can you do the long distance trips, 10, 12 hours, or are you like me? Are you like me and can only do about four before you're ready to say, you know what, I'm tired of driving. I don't want to drive no more. What is your limit? How far are you willing to go? Answering that question will help you figure out where you are going. And from there, you can plan your route accordingly. Your route should have breaks because we all need to be able to stretch our feet. Your babies, you, everybody needs to be able to stretch their feet, use the restroom, whatever. So you want to do your breaks maybe about 2 to 3 hours, every 2 to 3 hours stopping, making sure you're mapping out where your gas stations are, making sure you're mapping out where different attractions, if you want to stop in on your breaks and do like a museum, or stop on your break and do like a little sightseeing type of deal, take some pictures, real cutesy, real mindful, real demure. Whatever you want to do, plan these things out. That's the first step, picking the destination and planning your route accordingly, okay? Second step is booking your lodging and prepping your vehicle accordingly, okay? Any lodging that you do, whether it's lodging in the route to your destination, or the lodging when you get there, whatever lodging you are planning for, making sure that it is family friendly, it is everything that you want. So if you want to make sure that you have free parking, if you want complimentary breakfast, if you want somewhere where it's close to, you want somewhere that's close to your highway, that way you're not going way off the beaten path to get to to get to your hotel reservation. You want to make sure you are planning your lodging accordingly, okay? And you also want to make sure that your car is ready to go. Get your oil changes, check your fluid levels, make sure your tags are good to go. Your insurance is good to go. Make sure everything is ready so that there are no issues. And if there are issues, you are able to take care of them quick, fast, and in a hurry. Okay? Okay. Tip number three that I have for you, mama girl, is packing the essentials and the entertainment. We cannot forget these, okay? We want to make sure that we have our first aid kits. We want to make sure that we have the battery packs. You want to make sure you have the charging cords and the devices themselves. Make sure you have wipes, comfy gear, books, coloring books, whatever it is that you and your family need to be able to be comfortable, to be entertained while they are waiting to get to the destination. Because even though we love looking out the window gets boring too, and we need other things to entertain our time. So we have nobody asking. How far is it? How much longer do we have to get there? Mommy, I'm bored. We don't need any of those conversations. It will keep you stress-free. It'll keep the baby stress-free. So let's not forget that entertainment and let's not forget those essentials, okay? Okay, tip number four. Budgeting and food plan, okay? Get like a little gas app or something where you can actually see the prices of the gas stations that are on your route so you can plan how much money you need to spend on gas when you are stopping. You can plan how much money you need to spend on food when you are stopping. You can plan how much money you need to spend on lodging if you are staying over during your route, and the lodging that is going that you're going to have when you get to your destination. This is where you want to get all of that information together so you have the amount of money that you need to help you stay stress-free, help you stay on budget, help you stay all the things, mama girl. So let's make sure we are budgeting accordingly, okay? And also, packing a cooler is the way to go. I do it for my family. I know packing a cooler is a way to go, and you can make it fun by doing one of the stops that you do. Go to a park and have a little picnic on your travels. That's so cute, mama girl. That is so cute. Your family will love that, and that will be a nice little core memory. Yes, picnic. Whatever you do, mama girl, let us make sure we are budgeting and let us make sure we are planning this food too, okay? Okay, the last tip I have for you is the tip that I have for you pretty much every time when it comes to these travels, especially with the family, and that is staying flexible and having fun, okay? We want a guide. We want a guide to kind of to make sure we're staying organized, but we need to allow room. It can't be so rigid where we can't have fun. It can't be so rigid that things can't happen, because the moment something happens, it breaks it. And then frustration, it's not even a word, but it is a word today. But that is what happens. We get frustrated. We get overwhelmed. It's no longer fun when you don't allow that flexibility and you don't allow that space to just be able to say, okay, this has happened. This is how we're going to move. And it's still a great time. Okay. So be flexible. Be flexible. And beyond all of that, have fun. Okay. That's the tips I have for you today, mama girl. Simple, plain, simple. Simple, plain, and simple. If today's episode spoke to you, if it helped you, mama girl, or just made you feel seen, be sure to follow the show so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And if you've got any questions or you want to connect, head over to my website, www.prepandland.com. You'll find amazing travel offers and a bunch of free resources made just for you. As always, mama girl, I want you to continue to choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist, live. Until next time, mama girl, peace.